are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead, Dave and Tom continue their weekly in-depth study of the doctrine of salvation. Please stay with us. Now, contending for the faith. In this regular feature, Dave and Tom respond to questions from listeners and readers of the Berean Call. Here's this week's question. Dear Dave and Tom, what does the Bible say regarding a believer today making covenants? A friend of mine recently signed covenants that he would take 40 days to find out what God's purpose is for his life. He would promise to protect and promote the unity of his local church. And he would live up to prescribed standards in order to preserve the fellowship he has with a group of Christians.
Covenants, Dave. Contracts. Would that be the same? We get married. We signed a... Isn't that a covenant? But what about covenants related to our spiritual life, our life related to the church? Is this...
Not quite biblical. And it's not rational. It sounds as though... Oh, well, I can do anything I want. If I want to control my lusts, I'll just promise. I want to be a better Christian, I'll just sign a covenant. It doesn't work that way. This comes, well, it does take some resolve, that's true.
Yeah, commitment.
But it comes by the power of the Holy Spirit in relationship with Him. Now, what is this? 40 days, and you're going to find out what...
Well, in other words, I'm going to commit myself to a certain period of time, well, very specifically,
well,
to 40 days.
Yeah, to find out what was it, what God's
purpose
is for your life.
Yeah.
I think you could find that out in a minute from the Bible. His purpose for my life, this is the will of God, our sanctification. We know how to possess our vessel in sanctification and honor. Now, this is the will of God. That we live for Him, we witness for Him, we serve Him. Now, maybe they have something more specific in mind. Does He want me to be a preacher? Does He want me to be a bartender? Does He, you know, where I can witness to people down there in the bar? Does He want me to, I don't know, be a top businessman so I can be wealthy and give a lot of money to missions? So maybe it's thinking of that, something more specific. But... whatever this is, I mean, who sets the time limit? And doesn't God work on His own time schedule? I think of Jeremiah chapter 42, when the Jews, who were still over there in the land that had been conquered by Nebuchadnezzar, they hadn't been chased out yet. They were on the verge of it. When they said to Jeremiah, "Well, we don't know what to do. Would you go to your God and find out what He wants us to do?" So, of course, Jeremiah put his hand over the third eye on his forehead and fell back on his pillow and went into a trance and began to speak, you know, or visualize or whatever. No, you don't do that, and this is as bad an idea. It says, after 10 days, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying. So you don't set 40 days or whatever it is and say, now God has got to tell me within this time, He's going to tell me what He wants me to do. You're starting out with a wrong premise. Tom, I've seen it even worse. I think you may have been present when they had all those who wanted to know God's will raise their hand and then stand up, and you got these people standing there, and then the man who's speaking says, "And now, when God has revealed this to you, then you can sit down." Wow, what pressure these people are under. They don't want to be left standing there forever, so they're going to come to some erroneous conclusion just in order to satisfy the conditions, the unbiblical conditions that they've been put into. What else was it, Tom? I forgot.
Well, let me address that a little bit, Dave. This idea of a covenant, it has problems. It can lead to legalism so quickly.
Of course.
There's a problem there. Mm-hmm. But Dave, the other thing is, It's a methodology. These are techniques. I may be drawn to it because, oh, I want something practical. Oh, mm-hmm. I can, in 40 days, I can do this and I'll know what God has for me. Wow. Mm-hmm. But as you indicated, it's a relationship thing with Him. It's growth. It's maturity. It's sanctification. It's all of these things that bring us to a growing understanding of what God wants for our lives. And He lays it out clearly in His Word.
When we're talking about specifics, which they may have in mind, Solomon said it very well in the book of Proverbs. He said, "A man's heart deviseth his way." In other words, we want to know the whole path laid out for us. But the Lord directs His steps. He directs us a step at a time. He's not going to tell me everything that He has in mind for me.
Some of it I don't have the maturity to handle because I'd be so frightened.
Right.
But at the same time, as my trust in Him, as my relationship develops with Him, then I trust Him for no matter what.
Yeah, it partakes of the same problem as promise keepers, and I don't want to criticize them. I'm sure they've been a blessing to many people. But we're not the promise keeper. God is the promise keeper, and we rely on Him. And Paul says, "Whereunto I labor, striving according to His working that works in me mightily." I'm going to give everything I got to be what God wants me to be, but He is the one who is going to bring it to pass. Mm-hmm. And it happens a step at a time, moment by moment, and it's wonderful just to relax in the Lord and say, "Lord, whatever happens, I'm in Your hands. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purposes. And Lord, as the Scripture says, draw me, I'll run after You."
Mm-hmm. Dave, one other point here. He would promise to protect and promote the unity of His local church. Now, we're talking about signing a covenant in a sense that I won't rock the boat or I won't bring correction or at least bring questions. I'm just going to try and sign a covenant, say I'm going to keep the peace and harmony of that. That's a bit problematic as well.
May not be a good biblical church that you're involved in.
Or, if it was a good biblical church, they'd want to be open to correction or some
Amen.
Input. You weren't talking about people who are splitting hairs or critical spirit about everything. But I think these have a few problems.
Yeah, I would agree.